What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, Michael, Don, and Peter here. First off, how are you feeling? How's your shoulder feeling?
Yeah, I'm good. Obviously had a couple days here to be able to rest it and get it back to as normal as possible. So that's been nice. And, you know, just the other team today was good, you know, just to, get back at it and, you know, start watching and getting ready for a good Arizona team.
Do you feel that you'll play Sunday against Arizona?
I'm going to do my best. I want nothing more than to be out there with the guys. I'm going to do my best, and whatever that takes, I'm going to try to do it.
Sam, does all this stem from the hit in the first half, or was it re-injured in the second half when you came back in?
No, it was, just that one hit that I took in the first half.
I got to tell you, Sam, I wouldn't say something without you here that I wouldn't say to you. I don't understand why they let you come back in. I mean, if the shoulder is still an issue now, why would they risk their franchise being hurt by coming back in, even if you wanted to? I don't get that. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I mean, they told me when I came out, they thought I could go back in, and, with this specific injury, there wasn't, too much that could that could cause more damage. So, I just felt like, if I could go back out there and play, I was going to do that.
Did you feel any pain in the second half when you were playing?
Just a little bit, but it wasn't too bad.
See, that's enough for me to take Sam Darnold out. I mean, you're the future of my franchise. You feel even a twinge, I'm taking you out. I just have to.
No, I mean, as a football player, you got to play through pain every now and then. There's a difference between being injured and being hurt, and I felt like I was just hurt a little bit.
Do you think that was a penalty? A lot of people wondered why there wasn't a flag thrown on that.
I mean, it's football. It is what it is. I mean, you're going to get tackled, especially in that situation. I look at it, and I look at, I thought I maybe could have ran or thrown it away. I felt like I held onto the ball a little too long, and obviously paid for it. Obviously it was, it is what it is. He tackled me and, made a good tackle. All the other stuff that comes along with it, whether it's a flag or not, I'm not going to worry about it.
So what's going to happen for you, or what has to happen for you to ultimately determine that you can play on Sunday?
Yeah, I think, before Sunday, I have to at least be able to throw the football. And, I think it just kind of depends how I feel throughout the week. Throughout these last couple of days, I've been progressing really well. I think it's just kind of dependent on how the week goes and, just trying to get as much treatment in as possible and try to move it around, as much as possible.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Michael, just one quick softball reprieve for Sam, because it is tough having these conversations week after week. It's been a frustrating start, but you did arguably have your best play as a Jet last week. Tell us about that run, what you saw, and also what it felt like, and how psyched you were to have sort of that moment, obviously in a loss, but still.
Yeah, to be able to go down that first drive and score like that, it was fun. I'm not even sure if I had that long of a run in college, so the last time I did that was in high school. So, it felt good to kind of get that one again and, get running. And, I think, even some of my teammates thought I was going to slide there about the middle of the run. So, Crowder was going to block someone and he almost actually tackled me. So, it was fun, just to be out there and playing football like always.
How cool was it? I mean, obviously after the game, you're worried about you guys lost the game, but LeBron James tweeted about that run. What did that mean?
Yeah, whenever, one of the greats in any sport, tweets about you or whatever, it's always pretty cool.
Was there enough, even though you lost and it's frustrating, was there enough good that you can build off of this and move forward?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously it didn't go the way that we wanted it to, you know, but we did make progress. I mean, you know, we moved the ball like crazy, you know, we punted once, you know, we just got to put the ball in the end zone, you know, and I feel like a couple of those drives, it was on me, you know, I felt like I could have moved on to the next guy in my progression a little bit early on some of those drives and, you know, potentially gotten the ball in someone's hands to where he could have, you know, gotten in the end zone. And, you know, I put that on myself and, you know, if we score those couple drives, you know, we win the ball game. So, yeah, that was definitely a game we should have won. And, but again, you know, is what it is. We got to look back and, you know, figure out what we did wrong and fix it and move on to the next week.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I would think that most people that are playing in the NFL, specifically first-round draft choices, top three choices in the first round, you've done nothing in your life but win a lot. How are you handling this? This is losing, losing, losing. I mean, is it driving you out of your mind?
I mean, it's not fun. You know, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I mean, it sucks. But, you know, right now, you know, it's, you know, that's the thing about the NFL, you know, one week at a time, you know, that's really the mentality. You know, it's obviously we're 0-4 and the first 4 weeks haven't gone the way that we wanted them to. And that's just, you know, nothing's going to change that. The only thing that we can affect is how we, you know, the mindset that we had today and the mindset that we have tomorrow, you know, going into Tuesday, guys getting their bodies right. You know, that's just how it is, man. You know, it's really a one day at a time process. And, you know, we're not looking back and, you know, we're not looking forward any further than that.
Is your team still confident? Do they still feel that they can win or is there a defeatist attitude?
No, everyone's still confident and we believe in ourselves. You know, I think it's just about fixing the little things, you know. You know, there are just too many penalties out there on Thursday. And, you know, for me personally, like I just talked about, you know, I got to be able to move on a little bit faster in a couple of those, red zone plays. And, you know, I feel like the outcome might be a little bit different. So you just got to keep learning from mistakes. And, you know, one of these games, it's going to click and, you know, we're going to get a win and, you know, things will start changing. So we just got to stay the course and understand that, you know, it really is one day at a time. And again, if you look any further than that, you know, you can get lost in the shuffle. So we just got to stay where our feet are and, you know, make sure we're good with all that.
Any word on Le'Veon?
Yeah, you know, I was talking to him today. You know, he's excited about potentially being back. So we'll see, man. I mean, we're excited to, you know, see what he can do out there. And, you know, obviously when you get a big playmaker like that back, it's good news. So, you know, we're excited. I know I am to be able to work with him again and, you know, just practice with him again and hopefully play with him on Sunday.
You got a rare Sunday off where you're able to watch other football. Did you watch other football?
I did.
And when you watch it, do you watch it as a fan or do you kind of like dissect it or scout it or compare your game to other players?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, you know, number one, I'm always going to be a fan of the game. You know, that's why I love it. That's why, you know, I grew up watching it. That's how I fell in love with it. So I'm always going to watch it as a fan first. But, you know, that player and, you know, that football instinct kind of comes out every now and then. And, you know, you just end up watching the game a little bit different the more, you know, you play. So, yeah, you know, every now and then I'll be watching a game and, you know, if a team runs a certain play that I like, you know, I might jot it down. You know, I might say, hey, you know, we should maybe run this. So, you know, just certain things like that. And then, you know, if a defense is running a certain coverage, that I'm curious about. I might go back and watch it. So just little things like that. But first and foremost, I mean, I'm a fan of the game. I love watching it.
Feel better, Sam, and good luck Sunday.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.